you're definitely not doom and gloom.
No. Although I do see some rough stuff coming up in 2005. 2005 is going to be a difficult year. A lot of health problems, a lot of water problems, liquids, health, floods. We better get our medical institutions ready worldwide for some of the health issues that will come up in 2005.
And are these man-made health issues, or are they natural?
Some of them will be man-made.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of your past predictions in the next hour, Joseph. I'm going to have you tap into that psychic crystal ball to look at some future ones. You talk about health problems. You talk about a bad year from the 10th of May to the 30th of June for Canada. And then you said after the 1st it will become a very good year for Canada.
Oh, it's a wonderful, yeah. Canada is in a wonderful three-year cycle right now. It started July 1st.
March, you said, would be a very difficult month for the whole world, and indeed we had that terrorist attack in Madrid, Spain.
That's right. I saw a lot of deaths in March. And this October is going to be rough, too.
Worldwide?
Worldwide.
What about this country?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be a rough time for the U.S. In October.
Do you see anything specific or just in general?
I kind of see, again, the appearance of disease possibilities.
Could this be a biological thing?
Yeah, that's one thing that we really need to watch out for.
You seem a little hesitant in telling us.
Well, I don't see it that specifically. I wish I could, but I do have just a general sense that October and next year are going to be years that we need, that our medical profession is going to be particularly busy.
When you see things like this, are you right now, are you closing your eyes and you kind of like see it on a blackboard, or how does this image come to you, or is it an image?
Well, I will take a look at numbers and I will take a look at the cards, and then I hear a voice. And not psychotic, by the way, that just intuitively, intuition is a kind of a feeling that we have at certain times. Now, sometimes our feelings are caused by prejudice or fear or worry, and you have to kind of separate from the two. But you also can't edit as a psychic. You have to sometimes change how you will tell somebody something. In other words, you can only tell people what they are able to deal with. But I kind of sense that October is going to be a bit rough, and that next year will be rough.
Now, if I would say November 2004, will you have a card for that month? Is that how you do that?
For a particular day.
I have to give you a particular day.
Yeah.
But what if I'm off by a day? What if November 10th is glorious, but I don't tell you about it, about the 12th, for example, and that happens to be... So you have to do it...
That can happen.
It can it?
Yes, it can.
Do you have to do, like, every day of every month in order to get a full impression?
No. That's only for very active people, very busy people, business people who may have legal matters to take care of, papers to sign, financial decisions to make, an advertising campaign, or something of that nature. Then I look at a week-by-week and sometimes focus in on particular days.
How are things looking overall for the economy?
I think the economy is going to sort of struggle on. It's going to be a roller coaster ride for another year or so.
Does that include gasoline prices and things like that?
We're going to see a big hike in energy prices.
Okay. And I'm marking this down. You say George Bush will win re-election.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a George Bush fan?
It's interesting. The last election, I wasn't the only one. There were a lot of astrologers and psychics who just couldn't see it. Because it looked to me as if Gore was very strong, and yet Bush was very strong, and it was very difficult to to decide. Of course, the Supreme Court decided.
But this time you can clearly see Bush as the one.
I see him as very strong, yeah. And he's probably going to think of another military action right after he wins.
Let me ask you about Iran. Do you see anything there?
I haven't really peeked at Iran, but that's going to continue to be a problem. You know, we haven't been told the truth. You know, it wasn't weapons of mass destruction. If you have a neighborhood that's rough, you deal with the biggest bully. And we need to go into Iraq because that bully was the most dangerous person. We couldn't deal directly with Saudi Arabia because they're sometimes sort of friends. And yet most of the terrorists come from there, and most of the brainwashing comes from certain religionists in Saudi Arabia. And but the way to deal with that, since we are so dependent on petroleum, is we needed to go after George Bush. But that's not what the people were told.